Hello, 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 hello. So, hey, welcome to the Mystical Money Machine Radio. My name is Ian Altasar, and today is Wednesday, the 6th of February, 2019. So, on a Wednesday, usually in the Mystical Money Machine Radio, we talk about astrology, and astrology relating to economy and financial markets, and we throw in some societal observations as well. And today, or tonight rather, I should say, it's already pretty late here in Tallinn, Estonia. I will briefly talk about the influences of Jupiter in Sagittarius and Jupiter in Capricorn, and Jupiter together with Saturn in Capricorn. So let's get to it. Saturn in Capricorn right now. So Saturn is in the sign of Capricorn, which is its natural sign, meaning those energies go well together. They represent the same thing or similar things in our existence. What is Saturn? Saturn is hard work. Saturn is restriction. Saturn is foundations. It's building foundation. It's gradual improvement towards something. It's doing something every day towards mastery. It's setting up boundaries. It's hierarchies. It's I said restriction and putting on restrictions on something. And I think this is what we're going to see a lot more of during the next, let's say, approximately year and 4 months. It's still in Capricorn. And there's going to be more structure put into place, more solid foundations built all around in our society, and more restrictions will be put on us as well, and governments will do their best to regulate more and more areas. And I think financial markets and the economy and cryptocurrency markets, everything falls under this category. And this is the thing with Saturn. It can be good when done in moderation, so boundaries and solid foundations and solid rules in place usually are good for a society, but doing it too much obviously can lead to over regulation, over structuring, too much hierarchies. It can lead to not so good stuff, so we have to be aware of that, and I think people in general have to be aware of that extreme negative side of this position. So now I want to bring in Jupiter. Jupiter is right now is in Sagittarius. I've spoken about this a little, so I'm not going to or stop for a very long time on this. Just go back and listen to other Mystical Money Machine radio episodes, and even like visit, come hang out in the group. I've recorded some stuff in my Facebook group, Mystical Money Machine. There's some good stuff on Jupiter in Sagittarius there as well. But briefly, Jupiter in Sagittarius, again, Jupiter in its own sign of Sagittarius, meaning again that they both represent the similar energy, so they're usually going to do well in that position. What does it mean? Jupiter is big things and wisdom and truth and belief systems and excess luck of increase, and it's generally very positive, a very positive sign. It's one of the highest manifestations of it is bringing down spiritual wisdom, knowledge and truth. while the negative side of Jupiter in Sagittarius can be over excess of anything, basically. So this is what we have to, let's say, being overly optimistic when it's not, being overly optimistic in a not so grounded way, just having blind faith. I think that sums up very well the excess of Jupiter and Jupiter in Sagittarius specifically. So that position will last until approximately the start of, or the end of November this year, 2019. So then Jupiter will move into Capricorn, and Jupiter and Saturn will both be in the same sign together. So what does this mean? These are two, as you can imagine, these are two conflicting energies, and there will be a push and pull for sure between those energies. Jupiter with its excess and positivity and optimism, and Saturn with its restriction and foundations and solid work and just slow progress. But one thing about Jupiter is wherever it goes, meaning whichever sign it moves into, it expands the features or the energy of that sign. It gives more of it. So if you know this, then you know that Capricorn means restriction, means hierarchies, means more rules, means new laws. It can mean overstructuring. And Jupiter will give more of it. How do I even put this now? I'm at a loss for words for a second. My prediction, let's put it that way. My prediction is that it can play out in a way that a lot of governments will go into excess of regulations, meaning they will regulate things that don't need to be regulated to an excess, to an extent that's not good anymore. And a lot of restriction can come out of it, because Jupiter can expand the restrictive energy of Saturn as well. It will give more duties and responsibilities, which is Saturn as well. And by restriction, I actually mean it could mean an economic restriction as well. Maybe even like a man-made restriction, meaning you can feel both these energies. You might even feel these subconsciously. You don't know exactly, but you feel kind of restricted, which are wanting to expand, like spend your resources, so you can restrict yourself from spending those resources. You can be a little hesitant, you know, to spend those. And that could have a restrictive effect on the economy as a whole, because a lot of people are being wary of it. And, you know, with capitalism, it's when people don't spend, it's not good. It's not good for capitalism. Capitalism needs people to spend to keep the machine rolling, to keep the machine pumping. So I wouldn't go as far as to say, like, yes, it's going to be a recession. No, for sure not. But things to be aware of, people will be more restricted, either by themselves by their inner guidance or by outside forces of governments and hierarchies that want to control. Saturn is about control. It's about, I would say, like power is like social power. I would say Saturn is social recognition, social power. And Jupiter will bring more of it. Hopefully, we will get more of the positive sides of Saturn. But knowing this reality and knowing people in it, we'll get all of it. We will get the negative side. We will get the positive side of it. And you have to maneuver it accordingly. Be prepared for the economy to contract a little. I would be having a savings account, if you don't already have one, to have some extra cash on your hands. Because you know when the economy contracts, usually the prices drop and you have more purchasing power with your existing cash. So you can make some good investments when this can happen. And there's an indication, there's a strong indication that this might happen. Let's say starting from the end of this year, let's say December of 2019 onwards, more of that will happen for sure. More restriction, more rules. More regulations. And governments being more harsh on people. I think that's a very good way of putting it. Governments being more harsh on people. And some of it might be good as well. Some of those rules, some of those foundations, regulations can be good for humans as well. But I think there's a danger of over-regulating with the Jupiter influence here. So just pay attention to these things. Look out. I would recommend having some extra cash lying around if it's at all possible for you. Because that's when you're able to make some good investments, hopefully. So that's it for tonight. I hope you enjoyed this one, and we will return in 2 weeks with another episode of Astrology Wednesdays for the Mystical Money Machine Radio. I have not picked a topic yet, so if you're eager to give me suggestions, for sure I'm open to suggestions, and we'll definitely think of ones myself. But if there's something you really want to know of an influence or maybe something else entirely, just leave it in the comments. Okay, thanks guys for listening, and we'll see you guys soon.